This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. An injury attorney, David Feminino, has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Feminino, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track. Getdavidgetpaid.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Okay, so we're going to have a little fun for a second. Just touch table on some football. All the scuttlebutt this week about the Big Ten and the SEC. Brian Kelly, I speak for the room. Well, day later, Greg Sankey says, to hell you do, hillbilly. This ain't happening. But in a world where a Big Ten-SEC shootout took place, CBS Sports has provided us some of the matchups. Here's the question. As Rico presents these, when we go down this list, you need to decide, give an F, don't give an F. Because as sexy as it sounds, it's only about the matchups. How many of these in listener land, and certainly we'll go around a room, would you stop what you're doing to dedicate time to watching? That is the barometer. Not us as nerds going, well, actually, Rico, that's a quality game. No, you would stop doing things to watch it. Okay?
Okay.
David.
You know what, for the listeners, let's just get it out the way, Mike. I'm going to give you 10 seconds, get all the Michigan State slander out so we can actually do this.
Okay, go ahead. No. Okay. You got to do the matchups, okay. And then I'll answer appropriately.
All right, so we're going to do these mythical matchups and where they would take place. And we're going to start off with kind of the lower matchups, and we're going to go all the way to the top. If the Big Ten and the SEC played an annual matchup.
You're going worst to first?
Worst to first, according to CBS.
Okay, and take your fandom out. If you're a Michigan fan or a State fan, don't automatically say yes. Go ahead. It has to be as a general college football fan.
So, Rutgers at... Well, we try. 97-1. All right, Rutgers at Kentucky. As I say, these will get better.
Nobody walks into Kroger Field and gets out alive. That's a no for me. Watching a Greg Schiano coach team is the equivalent of staring at a wall. I'm out on this game.
I'm good. No.
This is one that I actually would. Reason being, both teams always come in with, but this year it's going to be different.
They're both essentially the Scott Frost team edition. This is the year they get it right.
Correct.
And then they fail. And then they realize.
But every year, Kentucky, you know, plays a close game against Georgia.
What a terrible helmet game, too, by the way. I mean, two bottom 10 helmets in the sport. Go ahead.
Kentucky does those shiny helmets.
Once in a while, but yeah, it's bad.
Well, all right. Well, here you go. Just go ahead and hit the chair drop for this.
What?
Vanderbilt at Maryland.
Yeah. Boy, people are all boned up to watch this matchup.
Yeah.
On the Ocho.
They call this in the, quote, better win this for bowl eligibility, unquote, game.
I'm out on this puppy.
No, thank you.
I just want to congratulate Vanderbilt for not having their scoreboard on a gurney.
So.
They actually completed that project. I'm going to say no.
Have you ever been there to Maryland Stadium?
The Terps?
Yeah.
No. No.
It's not bad.
You love that
program. No, it's not a bad stadium.
You know how we talked about Jeremy Otto possibly being a coke dealer and like having a dark double life? There's a world where we're going to discover that Rico Beard is actually funding Maryland's NIL and not state.
I got a little stock in Under Armour. What can I say?
Go ahead.
Next game, and I promise these will get better. But this one, well, I won't spoil it. Illinois at Arkansas.
The Moo Moo Bowl.
The Brett Yes. Best.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to say yes to this. I'll say yes because there are two old school coaches with Sam Pittman and with Bielema. It's bully ball. The programs are very similar. I would actually watch that.
No thank you on this one. I'm good.
No thank you?
No, I don't want to see Arkansas.
Oh, okay.
I'm good on Arkansas.
Okay.
What do you got a problem with?
No, I don't have a problem. I just, I'm good. I don't want to see
no
that.
No Woo Pig Suey? Nothing?
No.
Okay.
Mississippi State at Minnesota.
If there were a negative quotient for interest, this would be it for me. Out.
If this was the only game on, the only game on for the weekend, I still wouldn't watch it. No.
Again, watching Minnesota play football, like, you know the world's ending if it's Minnesota Rutgers.
Yeah.
Just, it's over.
This ranks like when they did it in hoops, like the Big Ten ACC Challenge. This was day one game.
Yeah.
Okay. This is the one in the empty gym. All right, next up, Indiana at South Carolina.
Yes.
Lenora Sellers, Cignetti, looking like he wants to kill somebody up 30. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm in on this.
Yep.
I'm biased though. I like South Carolina, so I'm in on this.
Now this is as a fan, not nerd, because I know.
Yeah. You're watching a Heisman Trophy candidate quarterback, cockaboose, elite environment. Cignetti's a nutcase. Yeah, I'm in. I would absolutely watch.
And that's why I'm in, because it's at South Carolina. If it's at Indiana, I'm saying no.
Really?
The atmosphere is not the same there.
But see, I wonder if South Carolina fans would travel and just take over the stadium.
Possible.
Because I'm all big. If you can't fill out your stadium and the opposing team takes it over, that's on you.
Can South Carolina fans read a map?
All right.
Good luck with your horse and buggy crossing Appalachia.
Next one is called the Teardrop Bowl.
What's that?
Missouri at Michigan State.
No. I'll remove my Spartan fandom. As a Spartan fan, I'd watch. I'd watch in horror because Eli Drinkwitz would put 50 on us. But no non-Spartan fan cares about that game. I'll say no, unfortunately. Didn't we beat them like 100-7 the last time we played?
Yeah, the last time they played was 55-7 in 2001.
That was the makeup game because 9/11 canceled the September visit.
Yes, they ended up playing in December. And it says, this pair rarely gets respect in the preseason, but always seem to play with a chip on their respective shoulders.
Used to.
I'm all in. Put 55
on. Okay, so your spite gets you to watch this.
I'm sorry. Seriously, no. But
it just doesn't draw.
Yeah, and I think, in all fairness, David, this is a game that either you're a Spartan fan or you're a Tiger fan.
Yes.
And you're watching this
Correct.
Game.
Right. No so, outside attention.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
UCLA.
No.
At.
No.
Ole Miss.
No.
No.
That just nothing about that appeals. No. The nerd in me? Oh, yeah, I'd root for Ole Miss to drop 100, but no thank you to that.
Okay. And, David, you're just flat out
no. UCLA, never.
We have a tough grading scale.
Texas A&M at Wisconsin.
Yes. Because I want to see Luke Fickell lose and get fired. Yeah, yes, I would. Plus, Elko's sideline attire is mesmerizing. They got to get the guy a shirt that fits. They have to. The guy makes $17 million a year. What are we doing? I'm in.
You're in? David?
Yeah. Jump around versus the wave. Sure. Let's go.
Kenny, is any of this, how are you feeling? This is your conference.
No, I said no to everything that you've said so far.
Okay.
Every single thing you've said so far, I said no.
Wow.
All right. UW at Tennessee. Washington at Tennessee.
No interest. It looks cool on paper, but no. Especially now that Iamaliava launched himself out of a cannon. I'm good.
Because they say there's not enough LED on the digital scoreboard at Neyland Stadium to keep up with the potential of the mass points in this one.
I'm all set.
Fish and Heupel, you know, two of the most creative play callers.
See, the matchup, no, but the color scheme, yes. The purple against, yes.
I would be.
What is this, a light bright? You're grading on color scheme?
Because I don't want the game, so something has to get me to turn to it.
I'm good on this one and watching it because it's not a matchup that I would ever see. So the general curiosity of what would happen if they played, Kenny, still no, you don't care.
Yeah, it's great background noise, but I'm out.
We're done. Okay.
Auburn at Iowa, first one to 10 wins.
This game should be on ESPN Plus. No way would I watch that.
This game should be the precursor to the NFL England game.
Yes.
Played at 6 a.m.
Yep. I'm out.
Can't sleep?
I can't.
Auburn at Iowa.
Can't handle any of it. No.
A lot of boring games. Maybe too many boring games.
The most boring game.
I'm actually interested. I'm going to make it real. Nebraska at Florida.
Yes. I'm in.
Yes. Matt Rhule, Billy Napier, Rayola, Lagway. Yeah, okay, we could do this. Yeah, I'm in. That has some appeal. Kenny? Question mark?
You're starting to win me over a little bit.
I don't
hate that one, all
okay,
right? That's a good matchup.
Okay. Oklahoma at USC.
The Lincoln Riley Bowl?
Yes.
Lincoln Riley Bowl.
Yes,
plus,
yes.
I hate Brent Venables. What a hardo. Yes, I would watch this.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Kenneth?
Yeah, this is my first emphatic yes.
Okay. In the He Was Almost Our Coach Bowl, Michigan at LSU.
Yes.
Yes. It's Death Valley on a Saturday night.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, come on, man.
The first line is Death Valley at night for the Wolverines. Sign us up.
Yes.
At bare minimum, it's a logo game, too. You gotta watch.
That might be a game. LSU breaks out the purple jerseys with the white helmets. Oh. Little special commemorative.
Alabama at Penn State for a whiteout.
No.
Whoa.
Watch it, and I'll tell you why. Watching James Franklin upsets me. I hate watching Penn State. The offense makes no sense. I hate hearing about how good Drew Aller is, and then he's out there like James Houston with poopy pants. I'm going to say no to that game.
I'm going to say yes absolutely to that game. It features a program that I hate and a coach that I hate coaching against them. It's a hate watch, but it is a watch.
Yeah, definitely yes, because it has to be a whiteout, though.
It has to be a whiteout at night, yes. And Ohio State. Ohio State.
Georgia.
At some scrub team, Georgia. Georgia.
I'm in.
Georgia.
This is a game you could only dream of. Yeah. It's a national championship matchup. Georgia has the best LED lighting program in America. You just got to hope nobody crashes their car on the way to work. I'm in. 100%.
I think we got that idea from Michigan because they definitely did that first, right?
Night games.
What's that, cheat?
No, they're lights.
Oh, I'm sorry. My bad.
Yes, and this has to be on campus. It cannot be in Atlanta.
No, do not put this at the Mercedes-Benz Dome.
Right. And finally, Texas at Oregon.
1,000% yes. Over-under set at 83.5. I'm in. All right. All in. Here, David. Oh, it's a great uniform game.
It is a great uniform color scheme.
Yes. So we ended up with about 5 matchups we're cool with. The rest you could throw in a garbage.
You know what? You actually ended up with half and half. Half that you liked and half that you didn't like.
Okay. That works.
All right. So that's your mythical Big Ten SEC matchups, 97-1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femenino has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femenino, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, GetDavidGetPaid.com. Get your life back on track. GetDavidGetPaid.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
All right, we get to who said it at 4:30. Want to check in on Ticket Text with David. If you missed anything, including the people I work with completely ambushing me to start a show, but it was perfection.
Hold on. Rewind. The people you work with who love you and want to make sure you don't end up becoming homeless and getting put out.
You're trying to take away my favorite place, Costco.
No. We want you to pace yourself.
I went digging through that box of snacks, by the way. I saw three whole bags of beef jerky, like three massive.
Well, there were three varieties, and I didn't know what you guys would like, so I said I'll take them all. I was like supermarket sweep.
Right.
Do you know that show? Or and I'm not making a joke. I know that predates.
No, I know, I'm aware of the concept of the show. I've never
watched it. That was amazing.
It, but yeah.
So we just love you. That's it.
Don't put 64 granola bars at an insane value in front of me and not expect me to buy them for Evan. It had to happen.
And then he was like, I figured you guys would be done with this by July. Like, July? Man, we'll be sitting here watching college football eating these snacks.
There were so many values. All right, David, the Ticket Text, but Odyssey Rewind, we also just did Tigers, Lions, and kind of, is there a passing of the torch of the lead dog in this city for a championship? We do have a Lions discussion to have in about 30 minutes. But David, on Ticket Text first. Go ahead.
Someone's mentioning, says, the Ole Miss-UCLA game would be awesome because of the jerseys and the helmet. Otherwise, I am not tuning into that game.
No, and that's a totally different grading scale. One I'm happy to do, but that was not how we set out to do this. It was, would you drop what you're doing to watch this game? Because everybody thinks if the Big Ten and SEC play... Yeah, there's like four real premium games. Now, we're nerdy to a point. Like, we talked about it. Like, oh, yeah, I'll watch Indiana. The average fan is not watching.
They're not watching Indiana, South Carolina. No. I'm with you. Like I said, that's why that UW-Tennessee game, to me, because I'm like, I don't even know if these two teams ever played each other before, so I'm interested to see that match.
You're lucky I said yes to any of these after the discovery of what George is doing earlier in the show. Paying kids $20,000 a month to maintain their commitment.
I still don't understand, and it's the easiest NIL, why some driving school or Uber or Lyft is not with. And Kenny, that's not a slam. It's just a layup.
Rico, I love that whole thing. And it's obviously if another school was doing it and mine wasn't, I'd be pissed. But I'm glad my school's doing it. It's awesome.
No, I know. I know. I just think on your bus to the games, it should say, new driver, please be patient. I mean,
don't pass on the left.
Every Georgia player's car, like when they leave the dealership with their Ferrari, it should have a sticker on the back that says, I drive like a bleep hole.
Just get off the road. if you could read this, run.
It would be the easiest thing ever just to buy them all Ubers. Like, what are we doing here?
Right. That's what I say. It's the easiest NIL if Kenny, I was any of them.
Kenny, you're paying high schoolers $20,000 a month to not decommit. I'm pretty sure everyone's got money down there.
100%. It would be so easy for them to buy a driver. You know what? Don't.
But it's easier. You should do what State does. We give each player a tricycle, and they get to ride around town as a part of their NIL package.
Well, you have to earn the tricycle. You just get the horn.
And senior captains, they get the little ring bell on the we put a little tassels on your handlebars.
You get the little horn.
Hey, is that Nate Carter? Ring, ring.
You haven't earned those tassels.
Give me those back.
Only captains wear tassels.
It's so bad.
Mike,
I know.
It's
I know.
A different season.
I know.
We never know.
Hope springs anew. All right, David, go ahead.
Yeah, you guys mentioned the Indiana-South Carolina matchup. I did have a text here saying I am not interested in that matchup. I think you guys are alone on that.
That is nerdy.
Yeah.
But it's Cignetti, and it's in. Everyone's going to want to watch if Indiana can come remotely close to what they did last year. And Lenora Sellers, if you don't know, you're going to know. He's arguably the number one quarterback in football. Explosive, exciting. And South Carolina, it's a great atmosphere, man.
I think, for the record, probably most people would only watch the top five games. Other than that, you would have to have a little bit of skin in the game. Like Michigan LSU, you would watch that one. But yes, the other ones, yeah. Nebraska, Florida, I would, but a lot of people probably wouldn't.
Someone says, I went back and listened to the first segment of the show. Mike is just being a great coworker. Leave him alone.
Thank you. Thank you so much, damn it.
He is. And I just want people to know, we're thankful for the snacks. It was quite a haul.
That's too all much. I got to say. Just too much.
It was like, wow, who went grocery shopping?
This one's for Kenny. It says, the bumper sticker needs to say, stay back. I play for Georgia football. Then another one here regarding the Penn State matchup that we discussed. Penn State will lose that game because Aller will throw an interception. He's not that great.
They're hyping him up this year. I mean, he's a Heisman favorite. Yeah.
He's just all we have left, really.
Well, they brought their whole team.
Correct.
See, the running back situation they have, I love. Allers, nah, okay.
Regarding the Lions and the Tigers, someone says, the tougher schedule for the Lions is going to be with that what prepares them for a deep playoff run and a shot at a Super Bowl. So it's Lions over the Tigers in that discussion. Someone else says, I love the discussion.
Now see, hold on. I really hope that person feels that way with a tougher schedule because I don't want to hear the panic in Lions Town when they start losing games, okay?
I worry about it having the opposite effect where it beats them up too badly so they're not either fully healthy or they're just a little bit downtrodden for their playoff push.
A.J. Hinch does more with less. He's got a proven track record. Campbell needs more time. I love the discussion on these teams, but the Tigers have a better chance for this year. Off to a great start with arguably the best coach we have of the Detroit teams.
Yeah, the problem, again, is if you think it's a coin flip to win a Super Bowl, baseball is the most coin flippy of them all.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it is. Winning in baseball is so difficult.
It is because your hottest bat all of a sudden goes cold.
Yep. Two bad games, you're up against it.
Yeah. Or all of a sudden, try-hard guy just becomes, you know, the MVP of the series. Like, really? Him? This guy.
Not him.
Think about it. It's kind of how we feel about Javier Javi right now. Imagine if he did this in the playoffs. People are like, man, you guys have had Javi. Like, he stunk all this time. But now look at him.
Only answers the Lions, top to bottom, one of the most talented rosters in the league. Tigers are frisky. One day, they can look like World Series champs. The next day, they can no-show. So I'm taking the Lions.
Okay, we'll get to who said it. We've got a Lions discussion to have. Interesting article. Everyone's on one side. Your team's on the other. It really is Detroit versus everybody. We'll do it at 5 o'clock, 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. An injury attorney, David Femininio, has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track, getdavidgetpaid.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Every week, our coworkers say things. David catalogs them, and then we have to guess who said it. Go ahead, David. Who's eligible? And hopefully, David doesn't punish us because we had success last week.
No, his nickname is the Punisher.
Okay, keep it moving, please.
6 a.m. to 8 p.m. 6 a.m. to 8 p.m.
And Wojo did work this week.
Yeah, remember he lost his key card?
Yeah, and he keeps asking you, have you seen it? Like it's your job to find it.
He probably does think it is your job to find it. So, number one, trade deadline will be pass-fail. We're not only, we'll see not only what the team, if their World Series caliber on the field, will know what they are by then, but we'll also know if they efforted to actually be a World Series team during the trade deadline.
I have an inclination.
Let's hear it. Share with the class, please.
That person was very black and white. It's either pass or fail. I'm not hearing that with John. I'm not hearing that with Doug Gator. I'm going to say that's Tecumseh.
Oh.
Double T. Putting his foot in the sand.
Rico?
I'm going to go with Evan. I was trying to think. I didn't want to ask David to read it again because it was so long, and I didn't want him yelling
at
me.
He struggled a little bit with that one.
So I let it go. A lot of words.
Maybe too many words.
But yeah, I'll go Tecumseh.
Kenny?
I heard Jansen there. Inclination sounds like a word he would use. Pass, fail. He works with Costa. That's probably the ethos of that show.
Inclination.
Efforted.
Yeah. I'm gonna go Jansen.
I don't see him as pass, fail. I see him as silver lining. That's why I said Tom.
I mean, I've said similar. I just don't think I said it in those words.
No.
So I don't want to guess me.
Guess yourself.
No.
Believe in yourself, Mike.
It's not about believing in myself. I got to try to get it right.
Did Stoney say anything like this?
No.
He's not a pass-fail kind of guy.
Would cookies be the answer here?
He was close, but I just went
that was the
T.
Other one I was juggling. It was either him or John.
I'll go cookies. David?
I got the morning show.
Who said it?
I can't believe I said that.
I didn't even know you knew what the word efforted means.
I know.
Wow.
He must have got one of those buzzwords on the calendar. You rip it off, new word every day.
Damn.
Why do I come off as illiterate to you guys?
How long do we have?
All right, here we go. Jeez, on a Friday, Michael.
So glad I kept my comment to myself.
David, go ahead.
Shout out OU.
Number two.
No.
Oh, my. Wow, Rico.
Performs like their basketball team.
Will Asar Thompson be better? Ron Holland II, will he be better? So, yeah, I think that there's a maturation process that will make this team better by default.
Jim Costa.
Chip,
he's been selling this OKC blueprint like Ron Popeil set it and forget it rotisserie.
Oh, my God.
See, I was going to go the same, except for I was going to say Jansen for that one.
I was going to say Doug Karsh. I feel like he says Gator. Maturation.
Wow.
Wow, we're all over the board.
You know what? It's a collective.
One of us will be right.
Right, and we'll all count it as one.
If I'm right, I'll share with you guys.
It's like Mike Snacks.
Yeah.
I'm going Costa. I wouldn't live with myself if I didn't.
I'm going Jansen.
Dave.
Who said it?
Who said it?
Yes! Guys, have some beef jerky.
Wow. Good job. Very good job.
The odds.
Only because Costa was talking about that, but it was short, sweet, and succinct.
I forgot where Jalen Duren is Chet Holmgren, by the way.
But John has the habit of having a conversation with himself to deliver his takes. And I didn't pick up on that because you can hear it if you play it again. John's talking to his secret friend. John. Like he's talking to someone who isn't there to set up the take. Right. But I didn't guess it. And it's a bad job by me.
Horrible job.
It's okay.
Number three.
Have some popcorn chips.
It's like he's got a secret friend he's talking to.
It's like he's in the mirror rehearsing.
Do I want corn chips?
He has so many work. Never, you know what?
Okay.
Let me stop. Number three.
Do I want Skittles?
Super Bowls are won often by the best quarterback, and the Lions have a very good quarterback, but he's not Patrick Mahomes or whatever, or the best defense. The Lions don't have a great defense.
What was the time frame again?
6 a.m. to 8 p.m.
That's Rieger.
That's what I thought, too.
You guys are confident. I'll go.
I instantly thought Rieger.
Well, I didn't say it.
Stick with your gut.
Right? No. I'm just saying, and that's not cookies.
One more time, David.
The midday show.
Super Bowls are won often by the best quarterback, and the Lions have a very good quarterback, but he's not Patrick Mahomes or whatever, or the best defense. The Lions don't have a great defense.
It started off sounding like Doug to me, but then I started to hear Rieger at the end.
Right. Why, though?
Super Bowls are often won. Like, to me, sounded like the way he would start his sentence.
It was the or whatever.
Yeah. He wouldn't say that.
Buddy.
Okay. I can trust you on it. I don't have a strong inclination. Rieger.
Jeffrey.
Ah,
I mean, we were close.
You're right there.
Okay.
Very close.
I guess I'm thinking it wasn't like positive.
That's exactly why I did it.
Got That's three exactly of these right last week. I'm not going to get a single one.
We shared Rico's.
I got faith.
And you brought the second stuff one to the with class. A shared win
yeah.
for everyone.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
fine.
We all got that.
Doesn't count.
Teamwork, man.
shared win. It's like your 97 national title. Keep it going.
And we're definitely the Michigan version.
The Pistons have made their hay as an organization with risky players and guys who needed a change of scenery.
Me.
Mike Valeni.
I know I've talked Second Chance University here. This is like what the Pistons do. I did this thing with Rashid. I did this thing with Chauncey was passed around like communion bread.
They are Last Chance U.
Would you say make their hay, though? Is that a phrase that you use?
I have said that.
Okay.
I think
yeah, in the 60s, make their hay.
One more time, David.
The Pistons have made their hay as an organization with risky players and guys who needed a change of scenery.
Who else has horse on their mind at all times?
That's true. That's a great point, Evan. I'll go with it.
I'm going to go off the board and go with Rieger. I just can't see him saying make their hay.
I couldn't see Jeff saying that. That's crazy, make their hay.
I'm saying me. Oh. I'm embarrassed.
Look at here. See? Make their hay.
Yeah. Okay, now I'm W.C. Fields. I mean, what is going on?
Hey, here. Yeah. See?
Gonna make the hay, kiddos.
Have some snacks.
Really?
Okay. All right, who said it?
Yes.
See? It's got horse brain.
Horse brain.
Everything comes back to horses with them.
Make hay, see?
Well, see, cans are out there making the hay. They call this cheddar nowadays.
Okay, all right.
Goodness. I can get a bale of hay.
This guy's got me one step from wearing a monocle and chewing on a wheat thistle.
You get 3 bales of hay for $10. Give me a pallet of hay.
Get your hay here. Everybody get your hay. David, please, God, read the next
number, whatever I'm on. To me, I think one of the great emotions at a hockey game is when you're hanging in the air of a referee deciding, was that a penalty shot or not?
I definitely didn't say that.
Yeah, I think I said that.
I was going to say, said nobody ever.
Yeah, that sucks. I hate that as a hockey fan. Whoever this is, I couldn't disagree with them more.
Scott the Gator Anderson.
Can I hear this one more time?
Yes, please.
To me, I think one of the great emotions at a hockey game is when you're hanging in the air of a referee deciding, was that a penalty shot or not?
Does that happen that often?
Not really. That's more of a soccer thing.
See, yeah. I'm going to say Costa because it said at a hockey
season
game.
Ticket Costa.
Oh,
I'm going to say Gov here because I couldn't disagree with it more. And I usually am at odds with him on sports opinions.
I'm still going Gator.
Why?
He goes to the games. He does.
He does. Yeah. I didn't
press
know
box that. Gator.
A lot of games.
Maybe too many games.
Sitting on his hands. Oh, my God. Is that a penalty shot? I can't wait.
Ice is cold.
It is interesting, though. It's like, I don't think Cookies would be entertained by that. Like, oh, golly gee, the refs are going to decide it. Like, that would make him unhinged.
But he's talking about that moment where you're waiting to see. So,
that happens like 3 times a year.
That's like waiting to see if it's a PI in football, though. It's like, what are they going to, do it? Are they going to throw the flag?
I just get angry in those moments.
Yes, I do, too. And same thing with the hockey thing.
So, Gator?
I'm saying Gov.
Like, how many penalty shots do you think the Red Wings took this year? 10?
Yeah, not that many.
I'm surprised you don't have that number committed to memory.
Cookie seems like
I tracked their Fenwick and Corsi.
Wow, see, it was actually 7.
Say, Cookie seems like a shoot the puck type of guy at the games.
Oh boy.
Oh yeah.
At
the games.
Shoot the puck. Go ahead, David. Who said it?
Told you. I called that from a mile away. Bad opinion. Wrong again, Tom. To come see Tom.
Dude. Oh my God. Yeah. All right. Kennicott wins. That's where we end it. Woo! Right there. That.
The bludgeoning.
Is who said it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. An injury attorney David Femenino has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femenino, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website,
GetDavidGetPaid.com. Get your life back on track. GetDavidGetPaid.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.